Now, this is also another African-American patient. He was diagnosed at 66, which is a bit more usual. And he was one of these guys that presented out of the blue with metastatic disease. And he had high volume disease, which is classified as more than 4 bone mets or visceral mets. His Gleason score was extremely high, 5 + 4 = 9. And he also had something that was very unusual, which was a ductal carcinoma. These are prostate cancers that arise in the prostatic ducts, not in the acini. No family history of cancer whatsoever, and he had a big family. And as we are doing more and more these days, based on the charted study that Chris Sweeney published, we did ADT plus 6 cycles of docetaxel. He did respond, had a pretty profound response. However, a year and a half later, developed a rising PSA and progression in bone. He then took abiraterone, which was a usual next step, responded to abiraterone for a year.
Wow.
Yep. We talked to him about chemotherapy. Again, he was very reluctant because he didn't have such an easy time with the docetaxel. So he wanted to try enzalutamide back to back. His ARV7 was negative, so we thought it was a reasonable thing. He did not respond at all to enzalutamide. Developed further progression in bone and now developed a very bulky retroperitoneal mass. His PSA was 150. So Gleason 5+4, ductal carcinoma, African-American guy, no family history. This is Foundation Medicine report, genomic testing. So the first thing you'll see is it's MSI high. The second thing you'll see is that the tumor mutational burden, TMB, is 44 mutations per megabase. So let me put this in context. Only 3% of prostate cancer patients have a TMB greater than 20 mutations per megabase. So this is on the far right-hand part of the bell-shaped curve. 44 mutations per megabase, that's very high. There's a loss of function MSH2 mutation. On this patient's immunohistochemistry, he had protein loss of MSH2 and 6, which is what you would expect. So this guy has a MMR deficient, microsatellite high, and high TMB tumor. So he's got all three. He's got the trifecta. Germline was negative, so this was not a germline mutation, so this is not Lynch. So there it shows his one-year response to abiraterone, then got enzalutamide for 3 months, had no response whatsoever, and then when his PSA was 150, we got standard of care Pembro for him because of the MSI high. October 16th, last time I saw him, his PSA went down to 0 within 3 doses, and he's had a complete response.
Wow. Again, any tolerability issues?
No tolerability. So that big mass in the center, it's not really down to 0, but it has, I guess the radiologist called it a PR. So tolerability, no. No autoimmune phenomena. He's developing a bit of fatigue. He's been a little bit more tired, but nothing else.